Chapter 14. On, the same light in her eyes, the same words in her mouth, like Lillian. To be changed like Lillian. Apostrophe all at once she stopped. Now, turn her back. Apostrophe apostrophe exclaimed the old man, tearing his white hair. My child, Meg, turn her back. Great father, turn her back. Apostrophe apostrophe, in her own scanty shawl, she wrapped the baby warm. With her fevered hands, she smoothed its limbs, composed its face, arranged its mean attire. In her wasted arms she folded it, as though she never would resign it more. And with her dry lips, kissed it in the final pang, and last long agony of love. Putting its tiny hand up to her neck, and holding it there, within her dress, next to her distracted heart, she set its sleeping face against her. Closely, steadily, against her. And sped onward to the river. To the rolling river, swift and dim, where winter night sat brooding like the last dark thoughts of many who had sought a refuge there before her. Where scattered lights upon the banks gleamed sullen, red, and dull, as torches that were burning there, to show the way to death. Where no abode of living people cast its shadow, on the deep, impenetrable, melancholy shade. To the river. To that portal of eternity, her desperate footsteps tended with the swiftness of its rapid waters running to the sea. He tried to touch her as she passed him, going down to its dark level. But, the wild distempered form, the fierce and terrible love, the desperation that had left all human checker hold behind, swept by him like a wind. He followed her. She paused a moment on the brink, before the dreadful plunge. He fell down on his knees, and in a shriek addressed the figures in the bells now hovering above them. I have learned it. Apostrophe apostrophe cried the old man. From the creature dearest to my heart. Oh, save her, save her. Apostrophe, he could wind his fingers in her dress, could hold it. As the words escaped his lips, he felt his sense of touch return, and knew that he detained her. The figures looked down steadfastly upon him. I have learned it. Apostrophe, apostrophe cried the old man. Oh, have mercy on me in this hour, if, in my love for her, so young and good, I slandered nature in the breasts of mothers rendered desperate. Pity my presumption, wickedness, and ignorance, and save her. Apostrophe he felt his hold relaxing. They were silent still. Have mercy on her. Apostrophe apostrophe he exclaimed, as one in whom this dreadful crime has sprung from love perverted. From the strongest, deepest love we fallen creatures know. Think what her misery must have been, when such seed bears such fruit. Heaven meant her to be good. There is no loving mother on the earth who might not come to this, if such a life had gone before. Oh, have mercy on my child, who, even at this pass, means mercy to her own, and dies herself, and perils her immortal soul, to save it. Apostrophe apostrophe, she was in his arms. He held her now. His strength was like a giant's. I see the spirit of the chimes among you. Apostrophe apostrophe cried the old man, singling out the child, and speaking in some inspiration, which their looks conveyed to him. I know that our inheritance is held in store for us by time. I know there is a sea of time to rise one day, before which all who wrong us, or oppress us will be swept away like leaves. I see it, on the flow. I know that we must trust and hope, and neither doubt ourselves, nor doubt the good in one another. I have learned it from the creature dearest to my heart. I clasp her in my arms again. O spirits, merciful and good, I take your lesson to my breast along with her. O spirits, merciful and good, I am grateful. Apostrophe apostrophe, he might have said more, but, the bells, the old familiar bells, his own dear, constant, steady friends, the chimes, began to ring the joy peals for a new year. So lustily, so merrily, so happily, so gaily, that he leapt upon his feet, and broke the spell that bound him. And whatever you do, father, apostrophe said Meg, don't eat tripe again, without asking some doctor, whether it's likely to agree with you, for how you have been going on, good gracious. apostrophe apostrophe, she was working with her needle at the little table by the fire, dressing her simple gown with ribbons for her wedding. So quietly happy, so blooming and youthful, so full of beautiful promise, that he uttered a great cry, as if it were an angel in his house, then flew to clasp her in his arms. But he caught his feet in the newspaper, which had fallen on the hearth, and somebody came rushing in between them. No! Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried the voice of this same somebody. A generous and jolly voice it was. Not even you. Not even you. The first kiss of Megan the New Year is mine. Mine. I have been waiting outside the house, this hour, to hear the bells and claim it. Meg, my precious prize, a happy year. A life of happy years, my darling wife. Apostrophe, and Richard smothered her with kisses. You never in all your life saw anything like Trotty after this. I don't care where you have lived, or what you have seen, you never in all your life saw anything at all approaching him. He sat down in his chair, and beat his knees and cried. He sat down in his chair, and beat his knees and laughed. He sat down in his chair, and beat his knees and laughed and cried together. He got out of his chair and hugged Meg. He got out of his chair and hugged Richard. He got out of his chair, and hugged them both at once. He kept running up to Meg, and squeezing her fresh face between his hands and kissing it, going from her backwards not to lose sight of it, and running up again like a figure in a magic lantern. And whatever he did, he was constantly sitting himself down in his chair, and never stopping in it for one single moment, being that's the truth beside himself with joy. And tomorrow's your wedding day, my pet. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Trotty. Your real, happy wedding day. Apostrophe, apostrophe, today. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Richard, shaking hands with him. Today. The chimes are ringing in the new year. Hear them. Apostrophe, they were ringing. Bless their sturdy hearts, they were ringing. Great bells as they were, melodious, deep-mouthed, noble bells. Cast in no common metal, made by no common founder, when had they ever chimed like that, before? But, today, my pet, apostrophe said Trotty, you and Richard had some words today. Apostrophe, because he's such a bad fellow, father, apostrophe said Meg. And you, Richard? Such a headstrong, violent man. He'd have made no more of speaking his mind to that great alderman, and putting him down I don't know where, than he would of apostrophe, apostrophe kissing Meg, apostrophe suggested Richard. Doing it too? No. Not a bit more, apostrophe said Meg. But I wouldn't let him, father. Where would have been the use? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Richard my boy. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Trotty. You was turned up trumps originally, and trumps you must be, till you die. But, you were crying by the fire tonight, my pet, when I came home. Why did you cry by the fire? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I was thinking of the years we've passed together, father. Only that. And thinking that you might miss me, and be lonely. Apostrophe, Trotty was backing off to that extraordinary chair again, when the child, who had been awakened by the noise, came running in half-dressed. Why, here she is. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Trotty, catching her up. Here's little Lillian. Ha ha ha. Here we are, and here we go. Oh, here we are, and here we go again. And here we are, and here we go. And Uncle Will too. Apostrophe, apostrophe, stopping in his trot to greet him heartily. Oh, Uncle Will, the vision that I've had tonight, through lodging you. Oh, Uncle Will, the obligations that you've laid me under, by your coming, my good friend. Apostrophe, apostrophe, before Will Fern could make the least reply, a band of music burst into the room, attended by a lot of neighbors, screaming a happy new year, Meg. Apostrophe, apostrophe, a happy wedding. Apostrophe, many of them. And other fragmentary good wishes of that sort. The drum, who was a private friend of Trotty's, then stepped forward, and said, Trotty Vec, my boy, it's got about that your daughter is going to be married tomorrow. there and a soul that knows you that don't wish you well, or that knows her and don't wish her well, or that knows you both and don't wish you both all the happiness the new year can bring. And here we are, to play it in and dance it in accordingly. Apostrophe, which was received with a general shout. The drum was rather drunk, by the by, but never mind. What a happiness it is, I'm sure, apostrophe said Trotty, to be so esteemed. How kind and neighborly you are. It's all along of my dear daughter. She deserves it. Apostrophe, they were ready for a dance in half a second, Meg and Richard at the top, and the drum was on the very brink of feathering away with all his power, when a combination of prodigious sounds was heard outside, and a good-humored comely woman of some 50 years of age, or thereabouts, came running in, attended by a man bearing a stone pitcher of terrific size, and closely followed by the marrow bones and cleavers, and the bells. Not the bells, but a portable collection on a frame. Trotty said, it's Mrs. Chickenstalker. Apostrophe apostrophe and sat down and beat his knees again. Married, and not tell me, Meg. Apostrophe apostrophe cried the good woman. Never. I couldn't rest on the last night of the old year without coming to wish you joy. I couldn't have done it, Meg. Not if I had been bedridden. So here I am. And as it's New Year's Eve, and the eve of your wedding too, my dear, I had a little flip made, and brought it with me. Apostrophe, Mrs. Chickenstalker's notion of a little flip, did honor to her character. The pitcher steamed and smoked and reeked like a volcano, and the man who had carried it, was faint. Apostrophe, Mrs. Tugby. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Trotty, who had been going round and round her, in an ecstasy. I should say, Chickenstalker bless your heart and soul. A happy new year, and many of them. Mrs. Tugby, apostrophe said Trotty when he had saluted her. I should say, Chickenstalker this is William Fern and Lillian. Apostrophe, the worthy dame, to his surprise, turned very pale and very red. Not Lillian Fern whose mother died in Dorsetshire. Apostrophe, apostrophe said she. Her uncle answered yes, apostrophe and meeting hastily, they exchanged some hurried words together, of which the upshot was, that Mrs. Chickenstalker shook him by both hands, saluted Trotty on his cheek again of her own free will, and took the child to her capacious breast. Will Fern, apostrophe apostrophe said Trotty, pulling on his right hand muffler, not the friend you was hoping to find? Apostrophe apostrophe, eh? Apostrophe apostrophe returned Will, putting a hand on each of Trotty's shoulders. And like to prove amist as good a friend, if that can be, as one I found. Apostrophe oh. Apostrophe apostrophe said Trotty. Please to play up there. Will you have the goodness? Apostrophe apostrophe, to the music of the band, and, the bells, the marrow bones and cleavers, all at once. And while the chimes were yet in lusty operation out of doors, Trotty, making Meg and Richard, second couple, led off Mrs. Chickenstalker down the dance, and danced it in a step unknown before or since, founded on his own peculiar trot. Had Trotty dreamed? Or, are his joys and sorrows, and the actors in them, but a dream, himself a dream, the teller of this tale a dreamer, waking but now? If it be so, O listener, dear to him in all his visions, try to bear in mind the stern realities from which these shadows come, and in your sphere none is too wide, and none too limited for such an end endeavor to correct, improve, and soften them. So may the new year be a happy one to you, happy to many more whose happiness depends on you. So may each year be happier than the last, and not the meanest of our brethren or sisterhood debarred their rightful share, in what our great Creator formed them to enjoy. Asterisk 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 end of the Project Gutenberg ebook, the chimes asterisk asterisk asterisk, this file should be named TCHMS12, TXT or TCHMS12. Zip corrected editions of our ebooks, get a new number, TCHMS13. TXT versions based on separate sources get new letter. TCHMS-10A-TXT, Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as public domain in the U.S., unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we usually do not keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper edition. We are now trying to release all our ebooks 1 year in advance of the official release dates, leaving time for better editing. Please be encouraged to tell us about any error or corrections, even years after the official publication date. Please note neither this listing nor its contents are final till midnight of the last day of the month of any such announcement. The official release date of all Project Gutenberg ebooks is at midnight, Central Time, of the last day of the stated month. A preliminary version may often be posted for suggestion, comment and editing by those who wish to do so. Most people started our websites at http Gutenberg net or http promo net page. These websites include award-winning information about Project Gutenberg, including how to donate, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter free. Dot, those of you who want to download any ebook before announcement can get to them as follows, and just download by date. This is also a good way to get them instantly upon announcement, as the indexes our catalogers produce obviously take a while after an announcement goes out in the Project Gutenberg newsletter. HTTP www.biblio or Gutenberg ETEXT04FTP. FTP. Biblio. Org PubDocs Books Gutenberg ETEXT04 or ETEXT03020109998979695949392921 or 90. Just search by the first five letters of the file name you want, as it appears in our newsletters. Information about Project Gutenberg, one page. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.